Dr. Javier Duteng, thank you. Manuel Martinez, M-A-N-U-E-L, Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Birthday 4275, dictation 1-17-25. My patient presents for follow-up on his blood pressure checks, has been monitoring his blood pressure regularly for the past 2 weeks without definite elevation. As advised, review of symptoms, states he has occasional pain in his back from working with lifting, does construction, mentions his wife is a heavy drinker, have changed churches, trying to get her help for her, refuses to get help, not sure what to do. Past history. Prior workup showing a hemangioma in the liver and possible vertebrae. Told nothing to worry about. Had recent H. pylori per GI treated. Has elevated A1C slightly to recheck in a few months. Has history of high lipid disease on medications. Advised to repeat lipid panel in 3 months. Has history of low testosterone. Getting T-bombs for Dr. Jahani to repeat in a few months. Also, social history, constructing, lifting, family history, wife is above, alcoholism without help. Physical exams, your appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits. Neck level without masses, lung share auscultation, heart rhythm without murmuring, abdomen soft without again maybe. Back scan, extremities, neuropsychiatric, all appear to be within normal limits. Impression, mild obesity, advised to decrease weight with exercise and diet, with elevated A1C. Told he was pre-diabetic. History of diverticulosis on colonoscopy performed before with also multiple polyps without evidence of precancerous polyps. Has been under stress with some elevation of blood pressure, but not significant to warrant treatment at this time. Describes a conflict with his marital discord with conflict wife over alcoholism and excessive drinking. Advised to continue to monitor blood pressure, to follow up in 3 months, to follow up with a GI doctor for repeat A1C as well in a few months. Patient given encouragement and encouraged to seek counseling and help at his church. Now going to a Pentecostal church, advised not to be changing churches, but to continue to go to the same church and try to get his wife to be involved as much as possible, as well as assistance from the church. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.